What if I told you that your chances of finding lasting love are worse than a coin flip? 2 out of 3 marriages fail to reach happily ever after, not just through divorce, but through years of quiet misery or permanent separation. We live in an age of unprecedented romantic freedom, yet we're spectacularly bad at choosing partners. The problem isn't lack of options or bad luck. It's that we're using Stone Age instincts to solve modern relationship problems, grabbing at whatever catches our eye like children in a toy store with 60 seconds to choose. We spend more time researching which laptop to buy than evaluating the person we'll wake up next to for decades. But here's the surprising truth. Relationship success isn't mysterious. It's mathematical. And once you understand the formula, you can dramatically improve your odds. For most of human history, marriage meant survival, not love. When life expectancy was 40 and 1/3 of children died before 15, choosing a mate was choosing survival. Families survived on 275 surplus calories daily, one candy bar's worth. A half hour of chopping wood burned 248 calories, creating a brutal paradox. You needed energy to work, but needed to work for energy. Our ancestors evolved powerful instincts prioritizing immediate survival cues. Physical attractiveness signaled health and fertility. Resources meant children wouldn't starve. These weren't shallow preferences. They were life or death calculations. Then everything changed. Between 1800 and 2000, life expectancy in wealthy nations doubled, and child survival rates jumped from 45% to over 98%. This created a fundamental mismatch. Our brains still scream at us to choose partners based on survival traits, even though we now need partners for 50-year relationships. The 1800s introduced the radical idea that marriage should bring happiness, not just survival. But our instincts never got the memo. We're wired to feel overwhelming pulls toward physical beauty and wealth, traits with almost no correlation to relationship satisfaction. It's like using a compass designed for finding food when what you really need is a map for building a home. Anna, a high school senior, created a checklist for her first sexual experience: hot, athletic, and Catholic. Jake, the muscular quarterback from her church, checked every box. Their Christmas Eve encounter left her terrified about pregnancy. Years later, she couldn't remember why those criteria had mattered. The mathematics are unforgiving. In Anna's high school of 500 students, wanting someone in the top 10% for attractiveness left 50 people. Catholic, down to 12. Varsity athlete, just over one person. A Harvard physics PhD faced similar odds in Boston. Three criteria reduced his pool by 96%. Choosing someone in the top 5th percentile on 3 traits gives you a 1 in 10,000 chance. This is why you get 3 wishes for love and no more. Most people squander them on immediately visible traits, physical appearance, wealth markers, surface charm, rather than characteristics that predict relationship quality. After Jake shut down when she needed support, Anna's new boyfriend wasn't athletic, wasn't Catholic, and was merely cute. But he possessed traits that made her so much happier, so much more at peace. She had learned to spend her wishes wisely. Physical beauty triggers automatic emotional responses that override rational thinking through the "what is beautiful is good" stereotype. We assume attractive people possess superior traits, treat them better, creating self-fulfilling prophecies where they develop stronger social skills, and ignore contrary evidence. The reality? Virtually no correlation exists between attractiveness and personality, happiness, abilities, or actual social skills. The return on investment is remarkably small. Attractiveness increases marriage likelihood from merely 90% to 92%. Feel some attraction while setting your point of diminishing return, rather than sacrificing traits that actually predict relationship quality. 3 personality dimensions predict relationship success: neuroticism, novelty-seeking, and agreeableness. Neuroticism is the most critical predictor. Neurotic individuals have turbulent relationship histories and react disproportionately to stress. The diagnostic moment is handling pressure. How they respond to traffic jams, workplace conflicts, or disagreements reveals their emotional regulation. Studies show 18-year-olds high in neuroticism were significantly more likely to be in low-quality, high-conflict relationships by their mid-20s. Novelty seeking combines low conscientiousness with high openness. These partners make everyday moments feel adventurous, but are more likely to become bored and seek high-risk scenarios, including substance abuse and infidelity. That initial spark often burns through the relationship. Agreeable partners are among the best predictors of long-term happiness. They demonstrate greater empathy, capacity for intimacy, and sexual skill. Sexual satisfaction, the second strongest predictor of relationship satisfaction, thrives with agreeable partners far more than with physically attractive ones. The ideal combination? Low neuroticism, moderate novelty seeking, and high agreeableness. Finding someone in the 70th percentile for agreeableness and 50th percentile for neuroticism and novelty seeking gives you about 7 potential partners out of 100, workable odds. Your romantic future was partly written in your first years of life. Children with reliable caregivers develop secure attachments. They find closeness easy and don't fear abandonment. Those with inconsistent caregivers become anxiously attached, constantly worrying partners will leave. Those with emotionally distant caregivers become avoidantly attached, uncomfortable with intimacy and struggling to trust. These patterns become physically embedded. Secure adults experience calming responses with loved ones, slower heart rate, deeper breathing, relaxed muscles. Anxious types cycle between clinging and angry distancing. Avoidant types emotionally shut down when intimacy increases. That stoic appearance isn't strength, it's learned defense. The health stakes are serious. In a study of over 5,000 adults, anxious attachment correlated with headaches, chronic pain, stroke, and heart attacks. Avoidant attachment increased pain disorder risk by 14 to 19%. A 31-year study found avoidantly attached women had double the divorce rate of secure women, 50% versus 24%. Your partner's childhood shaped the blueprint for how they'll love you. Knowledge without action changes nothing. We claim to prioritize personality over beauty, yet keep choosing partners who make our hearts race. Breaking this pattern requires translating insight into behavior. Start by assessing your romantic history. Create a table rating your last 3 interests on neuroticism, novelty seeking, agreeableness, and attachment style. This reveals patterns undermining your goals. Then list 10 desired partner traits and rank them by importance. This exposes conflicts between what feels intuitively desirable and what actually predicts satisfaction. Transform your top 3 wishes into concrete actions slightly outside your comfort zone. If you've chosen highly attractive but volatile partners, deliberately date moderately attractive but stable people. Track progress and adjust as you learn. The courage required isn't making perfect choices, it's believing you're worthy of love and forgiving past mistakes. When you align selection with core values rather than primitive instincts, better choices lead to better treatment, reinforcing improved selection. Your happily ever after won't arrive through magic. It emerges from wisely spending your 3 wishes on traits that actually matter: low neuroticism, moderate novelty seeking, high agreeableness, and secure attachment. These aren't traits that make your heart skip a beat at first sight. They're traits that make your heart feel at home for a lifetime.